We're going to West Wicklow now, and Grove Support Group meet every Wednesday at 7:30 in Camp Hill, Grange Beg in Dunlavin. And there are, you know, other groups that are interested in this, and they provide a support group in an area to help people with different mental health issues. And we're going to talk right now to Deirdre Howard about the concept of GROW. Good morning to you, Deirdre.
Good morning, how are you doing?
Okay, good morning to you. So, to explain to our listeners, what is GROW?
Okay, well, first of all, I don't work for GROW. I'm just a community member who saw a gap in the mental health area in rural Dunlavin and Dunard and Balls and Bath and Blessington. And through the work that I do in trying to promote mental health well-being in our area, I came across a group called GROW. Now, GROW are a national community-based organisation, but they're funded by the HSE. And it's like a weekly meeting that people can go to with either mild mental health issues or severe mental health issues in order to get support from members within the group. But it's community-based, which for me is really important because it's peer support. So there are coordinators that go out from GROW to have a structured meeting, but then it's within the group where the empowerment happens, and each member is encouraged to develop their own recovery program and talk about or listen to and share their stories and what they find difficult. And that's it. It's free, which is really important. People can come along. You don't have to be referred. You don't have to sign up for anything. So people can just come along to these GROW meetings, and there's no commitment either. And it's really about just getting a little toolbox and learning all the skills that might help you to move forward with your life or to change your circumstances. There's a lot of groups around the country. There's 130 groups around the country. There's a website where you can go in to all the different regions, and you can find out where your local group is. But for us, this was really important. They're 50 years in this country, and I didn't know about this group until about 2 years ago.
Right. And just to say, in other parts of the county, in Arklow, Mondays at 10 a.m. in Arlis Lorcan Parish Centre in Castle Park, in Bray, Tuesdays 10:45, the Parish Centre Queen of Peace Church on Putland Road, that's the one up the road, not the one on the main street, Wicklow Town, Wednesdays at 2:30 p.m. in De La Salle Pastoral Centre, and of course your own in Dunlavin there at 7:30 in Camp Hill. And Deirdre, do you find that people are willing to come along and share maybe difficulties or feelings that they have about mental health and how it affects them?
Well, I suppose people initially are a bit reluctant because it takes a lot of courage to come to a meeting and to admit you're struggling in whatever capacity. But I think once in the meeting, you realise that you're really no different than anybody else within the group. And by even sitting and listening, you can identify with different aspects of it, so therefore there's strength within the group. But it does take courage to come to the group. Probably it would be easier for people initially maybe to go to a group outside their own community, but what's lovely for us is that after 50 years, we fought for nearly a year and a half to be able to get a rural GROW group, because most of the other ones, as you said, are in towns like Arklow, Talla, Carlow, maybe Newbridge, but for us to get one in Dunlavin as a rural GROW group was quite an effort, but we successfully got it only about 3 weeks ago. So we're only really new.
Right, and making, I'm sure, a great contribution to community there. So every Wednesday, Camp Hill, Grange Beg and Dunlavin. And the website again, Deirdre, is?
It's grow.ie.
Grow.ie, nice and easy.
Yes.
Very
Devin,
good.
Can I just mention something else while I'm on? Because what brought me into GROW was really the fact that there was just so many people who were struggling in rural Ireland, and in particular our own area. And we don't realise when we are struggling, we tend to be vulnerable and isolate. But when we realise that people care, and that there are groups like this where you can not be on your own and not isolate and share your story. And by sharing your story, you're not only empowering yourself, but empowering others. So with the work that I got involved in, it's all purely voluntary. We were trying to, and I say we because there's a group of us in Dunlavin who are striving to get like a community response as an early suicide prevention program within our community. So, for example, like the DFIB, somebody would go out, because we're 20 minutes away from Naas Hospital, somebody would go out with the DFIB if somebody was in trouble and be there in 5 minutes and be there before the ambulance comes. So for us with the suicide prevention program, there's thousands of people around Ireland who have the Safe Talk, and nobody knows how to access them whatsoever. Like, I have the Safe Talk, but nobody in my community knows that they can come to talk to me if they feel at risk from suicide, and that's a resource that needs to be tapped into. So if there's anybody listening out there who, first of all, would like to come to our Grow group, you're more than welcome. We'll be there with open arms and a cup of tea. But the other thing is, if anybody's interested in doing the Safe Talk as an early suicide prevention, that would be brilliant if they could just ring you and leave their number, and then we can get in contact with them and try and see what we can set up, if that's okay.
That's great, Deirdre. Thank you very much indeed.
Okay,
good to talk to you. Thank you. Thank you for that. Deirdre Howard in Dunlavin, part of the Grow Support Group, every Wednesday, 7:30, Campbell Grange Break in Dunlavin. And for your local group, it's grow.ie.